Hello, we're reading Baal HaSulam's article, The Teaching of the Kabbalah and Its Essence.
Yes, in the framework of our study that we want to go over all the writings of Baal HaSulam, Rabash, Ari, we're going over this article, The Teaching of the Kabbalah and Its Essence. Please.
The Teaching of the Kabbalah and Its Essence. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? As a whole, the wisdom of Kabbalah concerns the revelation of godliness arranged on its paths in all its aspects, those that have been revealed in the worlds and those that are destined to be revealed, and in all the manners that can ever be revealed in the worlds to the end of time.
In shorter words, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of the revelation of godliness to men. That's it. Stages and degrees and steps for each and everyone and everyone together. Ultimately, this thing has to happen. The Creator has to be revealed before everyone and in a complete manner, just as His actions are. And these actions are called the wisdom of Kabbalah. No questions. So, let's continue. Yes, Santiago?
Amado Rav, el alcance y la revelación.
Beloved Rav.
De los cabalistas.
Revelation
tiene que ver con
and attainment of Kabbalists.
Espiritual de su propio equipo o de la generación de toda la humanidad.
Is that connected to the spiritual attainment of their group or of all of humanity?
Both. Both, of course. The Creator has to be revealed to all the created beings, as He writes to all the creatures, completely. That's the plan. And it will certainly be executed, because the plan is from above. And all we want is to go forward with this plan, because we seemingly hasten the revelation of the Creator. We accept Him.
We
come out of ourselves towards Him. We respect Him. We honor Him so that He can be revealed in us. It's just like you, for instance, you're going out to meet an important guest to accompany him to a place you've prepared for him, okay?
Can I ask again?
El alcance de la revelación de la Kabbalah en cada generación es para
in revealing the wisdom in every generation. Is that for all the Kabbalists of a certain generation?
That's related to Kabbalists in each and every generation and all the generations. Because we see how much from one generation to another we pass on the method of revelation and we all advance in all of humanity. Okay. Let's move on.
Title, The Purpose of Creation.
Maybe you should read it again.
Again, The Teaching of Kabbalah in Its Essence. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? As a whole, the wisdom of Kabbalah concerns the revelation of godliness arranged on its paths in all its aspects. Those who have been revealed in the worlds and those that are destined to be revealed. And in all manners that can ever be revealed in the worlds to the end of time.
We see how much she wants to cover in this definition all of creation, human beings and also all the worlds and everything, everything. There's an upper force that wants to be revealed in all of creation. The purpose of creation.
The purpose of creation. Since there is no act without some purpose, it is certain that the Creator had a purpose in the creation set before us. The most important thing in this whole diverse reality is the sensation given to the animals that each of them feels its own existence. And the most important sensation in the noetic sensation given to man alone, by which one also feels what is in the other, others, pains and comforts. Hence, it is certain that if the Creator has a purpose in this creation, its subject is man. It is said about this, all of the Lord's works are for him.
This means that the whole purpose of creation that we talked about is entirely organized only for man, especially, because he is higher than everyone else in his mind and emotion, he can receive and realize the purpose of creation. Yes.
But we must still understand what was the purpose for which the Creator created this lot. Indeed, it is to elevate him to a higher and more important degree, to feel his Creator like the human sensation, which is already given to him. And as one knows and feels one's friend's wishes, so he will learn the ways of the Creator. As it is written about Moses, and the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Any person can be as Moses. Undoubtedly, anyone who examines the evolution of the creation before us will see and understand the great pleasure of the operator, whose operation evolves until it acquires that wondrous sensation of being able to converse and deal with one's Creator as one speaks to one's friend. Again, I'll repeat it. Since there is no act, but we must still understand what was the purpose for which the Creator created this lot. Indeed, it is to elevate him to a higher and more important degree, to feel the Creator like the human sensation, which is already given to him. And as one knows and feels one's friend's wishes, so he will learn the ways of the Creator, as it is written about Moses, and the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Any person can be Moses, as Moses. Undoubtedly, anyone who examines the evolution of the creation before us will see and understand the great pleasure of the operator, whose operation evolves until it acquires that wondrous sensation of being able to converse and deal with one's creator as one speaks to one's friend.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. He says that just as he feels his friend's desires, he will know the ways of the Creator. How can you feel? How can you connect the friend and the Creator?
I don't know, but if he writes, I guess he knows.
What did he mean?
That we'll reach a state that just as we can get to know each other, and even more than what we know right now, much more, so we can connect and reach connection with the Creator. This means that you and the Creator can be as one body that knows everything, all the actions, the desires, and in general, everything that lies in creation, which is all His. You too will attain all of creation.
What's the action I need to do before the friend in order to attain the Creator?
It's the same thing. To adhere to a friend and to the Creator is the same.
What's adhesion with a friend?
When you hand yourself in a way that you won't feel yourself, but instead of yourself, you'll feel the friend. To that extent, you will feel the Creator as well. Okay. All questions are gone. That's nice. Oren, move on.
Next title, from above downward.
Noda.
It is known that the end of the act is the preliminary thought, before one begins to think about how to build a house. One contemplates the apartment in the house, which is the purpose. Subsequently, one examines the blueprint to make it suitable for this task. So it is with air matter. Once we have learned about the purpose, it is also clear to us that all the conducts of creation in its every corner, inlet and outlet, are completely prearranged for the purpose of nurturing the human species from within it, to improve its qualities until it can sense the Creator as one feels one's friend.
This means that our purpose is to rise to the degree of the Creator without anything else. Next.
These ascensions are like rungs of a ladder, arranged degree by degree until it is completed and achieves its purpose. And you should know that the quality and quantity of these rungs is set in two realities. One, the existence of material substances. Two, the existence of spiritual concepts. In the language of Kabbalah, they are called from above downward and from below upward. This means that the corporeal substances are a sequence of disclosure of his light from above downward, from the first source, when a measure of light was cut from his essence and was restricted, restriction by restriction, until the corporeal world was formed out of it, with corporeal creatures at its very bottom.
Questions? Everything is clear. That's nice, I'm happy. Meaning that cascading from above downward, restriction after restriction, until we reach the corporeal world, which is lower than all the rest, and we have to rise all the way up. Next.
From below upward. Afterward begins an order from below upward. These are all the rungs of the ladder by which the human race develops and climbs until it reaches the purpose of creation. These two realities are explained in their every detail in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Good. Next.
The necessity to study Kabbalah. An opposer might say, therefore, this wisdom is for those who have already been rewarded with a measure of revelation of godliness. But what necessity can the majority of the people have for knowing the sublime wisdom? Indeed, there is a common opinion that the prime goal of religion and the Torah is only the cleansing of actions, that all that is desired concerns observing the physical commandments.
That's what people usually think,
without any additions or anything that should result from it. Had that been so, those who say that studying the revealed is sufficient are right in manners that concern the practice. Yet, this is not the case. Our sages already said, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot, the commandments, were only given to cleanse people. Thus, there is a purpose beyond the observance of the practices, for the practices are merely preparations for this purpose. Hence, clearly, if the actions are not arranged for the desired goal, it is as if nothing exists. And it is also written in the Zohar, a commandment without an aim is like a body without a soul. Hence, the aim too should accompany the act. Also, it is clear that the aim should be a true aim, worthy of the act. As our sages said about the verse, and I will set you apart from the peoples, that you should be mine. So your separation will be for my name. Let not one say about pork, it is impossible. Rather, let one say, it is possible. What can I do that my Father in heaven has sentenced me? Thus, if one avoids pork because of the abomination or because of some bodily harm, this aim does not help at all for it to be considered a mitzvah, unless one has the unique and proper intention that the Torah forbade. So it is with every mitzvah. And only then is one's body gradually cleansed by observing the mitzvot, which is the desired purpose.
Meaning what we should do, it doesn't matter what actions, but only because of that. In other words, we come closer to the Creator. And if we don't come closer to the Creator, we have no business, we have no interest with these actions. Please.
Hence, the study of physical conduct is not enough. We need to study those things that produce the desirable intention to observe everything with faith in the Torah and in the giver of the Torah, that there is a judgment and there is a judge. Who is so foolish as not to understand that faith in the Torah and in reward and punishment, which have the segula, the power, to yield this great thing, require much study in the proper books. Thus, even before the act, a study that qualifies the body is required to grow accustomed to faith in the Creator, His law, and His providence. As sages said about this, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for the Torah as a spice. They did not say, I have created for the mitzvot as a spice, since your guarantor needs a bondsman himself. As the evil inclination desires,
yes, okay, we have questions already. Chadera 2.
Good morning, Av. What the study, as he writes, studying those things that bring a person to the right intention?
I didn't understand. We need to learn from what he learns. From what he writes, we need to learn what brings us the intention in order to bestow. That's what's important, basically. All the rest of the things we have no importance for. Only to the extent that they can help us to build an intention.
How do you study the right intention?
To the extent that we can draw the light that reforms, by which the right intention comes to us.
PT-19. I never understood the sentence. He says, what does the Creator care? Whoever cuts the either from the back of the neck or from the throat. So everything's redundant. No, well, why was it given? If you say slaughter this way or slaughter that way.
I don't know. In the meantime, I learn what we're learning together. And from that, I bring out my conclusions. I hope they're right. Not more than that.
So why does he write that the deed is just a preparation?
Because still we have to perform actions that cause connection between us. The purpose, the goal is the connection. That's why the connection between us is the main thing, both in the corporeal action and in the spiritual one.
I know that the Kabbalists, and especially Rabash, especially Baal HaSulam, in Passover, how they used to be meticulous on every little thing. They were really kept all those habits.
That for him was a special thing, because it was a symbol for the evil inclination. And in our world, the symbol of the evil inclination is the leavened bread on Passover. That's why we were so meticulous about it.
And today we don't need it anymore?
Why not?
No, Rabash forbade us all.
Rabash didn't allow all of us to. He said we should all be meticulous as he was. In his last 10 years, when I was by his side, I took part in all the cleaning process he used to take on Passover. But it's not that in my house, it was the same atmosphere.
We as Bnei Baruch, do we have to keep that?
No, no. When the holiday comes, you'll get an explanation and instructions. Chadera.
I wanted to ask about what the words mean. It's opposite than what we're used to. He says that from above downward, the cascading of the lights is corporeality, and from below upward is spiritual attainment. It's opposite than what we got used to.
I don't understand what he's saying, Owen.
He's relating to the text in the article.
Yes.
In the title, from above downward. He says there's a definition. These ascensions are like rungs of a ladder. The second paragraph.
These ascensions are like the rungs of a ladder arranged degree by degree until it is completed and achieves its purpose. Here, there is no question yet. And you should know that the quality and the quantity of these rungs are set in two realities, right? One, the existence of material substance. Two, the existence of spiritual concepts. Here is the question.
Next sentence.
In the language of Kabbalah, they are called from above downward and from below upward. This means that the corporeal substances are a sequence of disclosure of his light from above downward, from the first source. When a measure of light was cut off from his essence and was restricted, Tzimtzum by Tzimtzum, restriction by restriction, until the corporeal world was formed out of it with corporeal creatures at its very bottom. So
that's the question. Why is the cascading of the lights from above downward called corporeal and material?
Because bit by bit it goes to corporeality. It becomes corporeal by the descent of the degree. So even though it's not yet corporeal, it's still spiritual. But still, more and more and more, it's being corporeal. Because as every degree comes down from above, it has less and less powers of bestowal.
So that's according to the final goal.
Yes, but in each and every degree, it still has more force of the will to receive. When the will to bestow can overcome less of it. Everything depends on the balance between the will to receive and the will to bestow. What is the descent of the degrees? When the ratio between the will to receive and the will to bestow even though it's not yet in order to receive, but still there is less and less will to receive, sorry, less and less will to bestow upon the will to receive. The will to receive is not in order to receive yet, but it still doesn't give the ability to for the will to bestow to be in the degree of Ein Sof.
And why is the second reality called spiritual concepts or attainments?
Where does he write this, Owen?
Two lines above that. There are two realities, which are one.
Corporeal concepts and spiritual concepts, yes.
And in the language of the Kabbalah, they're called from above downward and below upward. So why from below upward are called the spiritual concepts? Why is that from below upward?
That's because we discover these things by our effort. From below. That's why this is how we act. From corporeality to spirituality.
We keep saying that the feeling is the most important.
Our emotion, in the meantime, is all in order to receive. PT3.
What does it mean for us to concentrate on correcting the intention and not the deeds?
The primary thing is the intention. That's written everywhere. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah is about intentions. It's all about intentions. Meaning, where does a man's heart turn to? That's the intention.
So what does it mean not to concentrate on the deeds, or is it together with the deeds?
A deed, if it suits the intention, if it can hold the intention, support the intention, it's a good action. And this we do. We connect, we perform all kinds of actions, but the main thing is to do it in connection. When that's helping us to be in the right direction.
So what deeds do benefit the intention?
The main thing is what Rabash writes in his articles about the connection in the society. To connect as much as possible in order to see himself that I support everyone and I serve everyone in the tent.
So is it deeds or intentions? Because it's inner deeds, what the Rabash says in his articles.
What are inner actions?
Inner deeds, attitude, relation, that I try to see the friends as great, and I'm small, the ten is whole, behind every friend is a creator.
I should do that in practice as well, if it's required. We're connecting, we're performing actions, doing things, learning together as much as possible more. We disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world. We're doing actions towards connection. Connection, that for us is the main thing. That for us is sacred. From the ten to the whole world. And what does it mean not to perform deeds that bring this intention? What should we be cautious about, Rav? Do them only to the extent that you have to exist. It's like in your workplace, your family, etc. Do it as temporary. Thank you. Is that it? Owen, maybe you should read more. The title is The Torah as a Spice. The Torah is the only spice to annul and subdue the evil inclination. As our sages said, the light in it reformed them. Rav, yes. Meaning the main thing we need is to do everything in order to draw the light that reforms. That's the only solution for our whole situation, what we need to draw the light that forms. By that we bring the light closer, we bring the Creator closer, we bring ourselves closer to the light and to the Creator. And by that we are rewarded with realizing creation. Next, the majority of the words of the Torah are for study. This reconciles why the Torah speaks at length about parts that do not concern the practical part, but only the study, meaning the introduction with the work of creation. The whole of the book of Bereshit, Genesis, the book of Shemot, Exodus, most of Dvarim, Deuteronomy, and needless to say, legends and commentaries. Yet, since they are what the light is stored in, his body will be cleansed, the evil inclination will be subdued, and he will come to faith in the Torah and in reward and punishment. This will be the first degree in the observance of work.
So obviously we need to engage with all the books of the Torah to the extent that the light that reforms is in there more or less. There is a difference between the different books, their sources. That's why we engage in it more or less. Usually it's according to what Baal HaSulam determined. Next.
A candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light. It is written, a candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light. As one who has candles but no light to light them sits in the dark. One who has mitzvot but no Torah sits in the dark. This is because the Torah is a light by which the darkness in the body is illuminated and lit up.
So if we won't be rewarded with the upper light that in it we'll see where we are, so we will remain in the same place as we are now, in the same forms as we are now, and we won't really know where we are or what we are, but will remain in the dark. And gradually, science lately is also starting to speak about it, that we're in some kind of closed bubble, black bubble. Yeah?
To continue?
Yes.
Heading, not all portions of the Torah are for... not all portions of the Torah are of equal light. According to the Sgula, the power or merit mentioned in the Torah, that is, considering the measure of the light in it, it is certain that the Torah should be divided into degrees according to the measure of light that one can receive from studying it. Clearly, when one ponders and contemplates words of Torah that pertain to the revelation of the Creator, to our fathers, they bring the examiner more light than when examining practical matters. Although they are more important with respect to the practices, with respect to the light, the revelation of the Creator to our fathers is certainly more important. Anyone with an honest heart who tried to ask to receive the light of the Torah will admit to this.
Meaning that in all our sources there are such that the sources talk about revelation of the Creator, and those that don't speak about revelation of the Creator. So we need more and more to invest ourselves in sources that relate to revelation of the Creator. And from that, we will get more of the light that reforms. It will bestow upon us more, influence us more, and quicker and in a more correct way will reach revelation of the Creator to us. Okay, I think we'll end here for now. I see that everyone's falling asleep for some reason. I don't know, is it a special date today or something? No, right? So, let's recuperate a bit, give us a song, and we'll go to Tess.
A song, please.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long. Cause we are all one. Let's go all together. Let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long. Cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos. Vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long. Cause we are all one. Cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar. Vamos a bailar. Entero una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all. No separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us. No separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Fuego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.